President Trump impeached.
A great day for the Constitution of the United States.
Ridiculing a historic rebuke.
Impeachment light. It's impeachment light.
Weighty projection.
Nearly half of the U.S. population obese by 2030.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. And for just the third time in American history, a president of the United States has been impeached. California's Adam Schiff led the successful Democratic push on the two articles of impeachment, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
We have done our duty here in the House. The question now is, will the Senate uphold its duty?
President Trump lashed out at a Michigan rally.
You are the one subverting America's democracy. We did nothing wrong.
CBS's Nancy Cordes begins our coverage on Capitol Hill.
Article 2 is adopted.
Speaker Pelosi presided over the historic votes and then put the brakes on the next step.
This is a serious matter.
Democrats are worried that the Republican-led Senate, which will now determine the president's fate, will refuse to call witnesses in the trial to come. Last night's votes broke, as expected, almost totally along party lines, with all but four House Democrats voting for both articles of impeachment.
Today, we take a stand against corruption and abuses of power.
About 250 House members spoke during a full day of debate, questioning the other side's motives and its facts.
Democrats did not choose this impeachment. He is president today. He'll be president tomorrow. And he will be president when this impeachment is over.
Speaker Pelosi called it a solemn moment in the nation's history. In her final words of the day, she invoked the memory of the late Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings.
We did all we could, Elijah. We passed the two articles of impeachment. The president is impeached.
White House correspondent Ben Tracy says President Trump was revving up his supporters in Battle Creek, Michigan, as the impeachment vote was going on.
We have a vote coming in.
The now impeached president, given the vote totals while on stage.
So we got every single Republican voted for us. Whoa. Crazy Nancy Pelosi's House Democrats have branded themselves with an eternal mark of shame, and it really is. It's a disgrace.
This event was dubbed a Merry Christmas rally, but it was far from a silent night. To loud chants of four more years, the president defiantly mocked the charges against him.
This lawless partisan impeachment is a political suicide march for the Democrat Party. Have you seen my polls in the last 4 weeks?
Speaker Pelosi now has to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate for a trial. Last night, she didn't say when that would happen. A delay could give Democrats more time to pressure Republican leader Mitch McConnell on the shape of that trial. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer on CBS this morning.
There is no good answer as to why we shouldn't have witnesses. McConnell has ranted and raved, but he hasn't had a single direct answer why there shouldn't be witnesses. And we are pushing to get the truth, not a sham trial where nothing new is learned.
This is Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. The impeachment of the president is almost certain to be a prime topic as seven Democratic hopefuls take part in the latest presidential debate. The four candidates generally thought to be the frontrunners, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Pete Buttigieg, will all be there, along with Amy Klobuchar, Andrew Yang, and Tom Steyer. While Mr. Trump is likely to come under attack, the candidates are also expected to point out the differences they have with each other on such issues as health care.
A federal appeals court in New Orleans struck down Obamacare's individual mandate that carried penalties for people without health insurance 2 years after it was effectively eliminated. WWL Radio's Dave Cohen.
The court found that after Congress removed all penalties for people who failed to comply with the requirement to have health insurance, that the individual mandate was rendered unconstitutional. The court did not, however, make clear how this impacts other parts of the law, saying that needs further review to determine if parts like requiring coverage of pre-existing conditions, Medicaid expansion, and allowing children to remain on parental policies until age 26 are also invalid.
Well, CBS's Tom Hansen tells us a look ahead at America's health in just 10 years offers a troubling snapshot.
A new study projects nearly half of the U.S. population will be obese by 2030, and a quarter of the population will be be severely obese. Harvard researchers also predict that severe obesity will be the most common body mass index category for women, non-Hispanic Black adults, and all low-income adults.
At the airport in Fresno, California, a teenager breached a fence, got into a small plane, and was able to start one engine.
The aircraft began to move and pivot and crashed into a building and a fence on airport property. Fresno officers contacted a female who was seated in the pilot's seat wearing the pilot's headset. The female is 17 years old.
Airport Police Chief Drew Bessinger says the girl appeared disoriented. Well, plenty of us have done it this month. Order up a toy online for a holiday gift, get a look at it, and the surprise may be on us. Here's CBS's Bud Mishkin.
Aaron Muterick, the founder of Crazy Aaron's Thinking Putty, says he put his products on Amazon in 2010. Then came the knockoffs.
Every single one of our unique products goes through a litany of safety testing. When someone's knocking off a product, they're not spending that money. It's very difficult for customers to know, did this product actually pass these tests?
Muterick says the knockoffs use smaller magnets. Rebecca Mond is with the trade group, the Toy Association.
Small magnets, if they're swallowed, they can really just cause a lot of problems in a child's digestive system.
In a statement, Amazon said it requires all products to comply with applicable laws and regulations.
Uber is setting up a $4.4 million fund to settle a federal investigation into allegations that it permitted a culture of sexual harassment and retaliation. Women who worked for the company from 2014 through this past June will divvy up the money. When on foot, a freeway is nowhere to be.
The most frequent pedestrian death on a freeway doesn't come from somebody whose vehicle broke down. It comes from someone in an urban area looking to get to a store or another attraction on the other side.
We think that places that have that kind of land use on either side of the freeway might want to have overpasses or underpasses.
Insurance Institute Vice President Jessica Cicchino says 800 pedestrians die on freeways every year. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
The Agriculture Department has removed Wakanda from an online list of countries that have free trade agreements with the U.S. Wakanda is a fictional place from the Marvel superhero universe. The Washington Post says it was put there by mistake as part of a test officials were running. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.